The 114th Congress gets to work tomorrow, a Congress that will be led by Republicans in both the House and Senate for the first time in 8 years. Todd Spangler, Detroit Free Press, D.C. reporter, is on the line. Hey, Todd, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So we've got lawmakers, some returning and some newbies coming for the very first time, and they start session tomorrow. What should we keep an eye on, especially as it pertains to Michigan?
Well, I think that, you know, especially as it pertains to Michigan, you're going to have to keep an eye on how these new members do and how they mesh in terms of a Congress that's going to have to figure out how it's going to work with the Democratic president. You're going to have Gary Peters coming in here for, you know, to the U.S. Senate. Democrats now in the minority in the Senate. Debbie Stabenow, you know, longtime senator who's going to be moving in the minority with him. You know, how are they going to get what Michigan needs in terms of funding and road and bridge money and et cetera, done in a Republican Congress? I mean, that's really what people are going to be waiting to see.
And when we look at, you know, five new members of Michigan's congressional delegation, what do you think we'll be seeing from them? I mean, real policy beyond just finding their offices and finding out where the bathrooms are.
Well, I think that, you know, there's going to be so much that's going to be done by this new Congress. And how they mesh with the Obama administration. These Republicans are going to come in, and, you know, for the state delegation, you have, sure, you have, you know, Congressman Peters becoming a senator, a Democratic senator in the Senate, you know, but you also have a couple of new Republicans in the House, in Dave Trott from Birmingham, and John Molinar from Midland, and Mike Bishop from Rochester. I mean, and they're going to be part of a stronger, larger majority in the House that's going to be trying to push the Obama administration to change the Affordable Care Act and pass the Keystone Pipeline extension. I mean, that's going to be one of the first things that the House and Senate try to do. And it's going to be a real question about how these members, you know, mesh with that other majority, that Republican majority. They will mesh. I mean, they're going to vote, you know, along those ways. And those things are going to get passed through the House and the Senate. The question is whether or not they can form them in such a way that an administration can accept them or they get vetoed.
And there are these big national issues. You just referred to the Keystone XL pipeline. There's certainly immigration reform that has grabbed, you know, much of the front page attention. Right. How much do those two issues really affect Michigan directly?
Well, you'd have to say that in terms of anything that has to do with energy policy or anything that has to do with immigration does ultimately affect Michigan. Michigan is still a big state. Michigan is still a big state that sees immigrants come in. It is still a big state that relies a lot on, you know, energy policy. So insofar as those things have national impact, they're going to have an outsized impact on Michigan because Michigan is still a big state. Now, don't get me wrong. Mm. Michigan, you know, when it comes to immigration policy, is not nearly in the same kind of terms as a Texas or an Arizona or New Mexico or California. I mean, it doesn't hit in that same kind of level. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect in Michigan and that people shouldn't be paying attention. They should be paying attention. And in terms of energy policy, really, you know, I know that soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was talking about making this Keystone vote a vote on an overall kind of energy policy, or at least a debate over an energy policy across the U.S. That could have significant impacts on what happens in Michigan in terms of, you know, electric plants and not to mention, you know, fuel efficiency standards in a state like Michigan and with the domestic automakers. There's just a lot of things it could lead into.
And then there's been so much talk here in Michigan debating over transportation and fixing infrastructure, but that debate's happening at the federal level as well. And we hear there's talk about a possible gas increase, gas tax increase. What's happening that you know of?
Well, this is one of those things that's going to have to get sorted out, and it's not going to be easy to sort out. You have, you know, hardline Republicans particularly who are against any kind of increase in taxes. But that being said, there seems to be an understanding on both sides that something has to be done to fix the Transportation Trust Fund. It's going to run out of money in May, the Federal Transportation Trust Fund. And that funds a great deal of the road and bridge work across the country. The Obama administration is going to be pushing, I'm sure, for some kind of new taxes to help take care of that. At the same time, a lot of Republicans are going to be pushing against that, but realizing something has to be done. Listen, when the Republicans take over both chambers, as they will tomorrow, they're going to have to start working toward how do we figure these things out vis-a-vis acceptable policies with the administration. There are going to be a lot of fights over it, but a lot of those things, like this one, are going to have to be figured out.
And tomorrow in the House, there will, you know, getting things kicked off, there'll be a vote for Speaker of the House, currently held, of course, by John Boehner, but he's being challenged for his third term. Do you think all of Michigan's Republican congressional delegation would vote for Boehner?
No. I would guess, and I think it'd be a relatively safe guess, that Justin Amash, congressman from the Grand Rapids area, Cascade Township, you know, he'll be a vote against Boehner. He has in the past. I'd be very surprised if he voted for him this time. That being said, I would expect most, if not all, of the other Republicans in the state to back Boehner and Boehner to win, you know, pretty handily. You know, he can't be happy about being challenged in this way, but he also can't really be surprised by it. You have a very strong libertarian bloc. Amash is one of its key members in the House, and they're not going to go away anytime soon, and they're going to continue to push him to the right.
What else are you going to watch for, Todd? I'm wondering, is there something that could happen in this first week that will really be telling us how lawmakers will or won't work together in the upcoming season?
No. There's nothing that's going to happen this week that's going to really give anybody any indication of how this Congress and how both chambers of this Congress are going to work together. This is going to be a week where there will be posturing. This is going to be a week where some attention comes back to Congress. And so while there'll be a lot of talk about each side needing to come to the center, at the same time, both sides are going to be, you know, playing to their base, taking that attention and playing it up, particularly with the Keystone vote that we expect, you know, later this week, and a committee hearing on Thursday in the Senate Energy Committee, which, by the way, we expect Senator Stabenow from Michigan to be talking up, you know, amendments to that bill if it goes according to plan. So I think, no, I don't think you're going to be able to take this week's look and say this is how this new Congress is going to act, mostly because there are things down the road that Congress is going to need to do, Homeland Security funding, dealing with immigration, dealing with the Highway Trust Fund, that are going to require some sort of compromise. And that, down the road, is really going to show us what and how this Congress can do, if anything.
Todd Spangler, Detroit Free Press, D.C. reporter. Good to talk with you. The first of many conversations in this new year, Todd. Thank you.
Thank you so much.